boys and girls. It's good to see all of you here today. I have a question for you. How many of you brushed your teeth this morning? Let me see your hands. Oh, no, I don't see every hand raised. Did you guys brush your teeth yesterday? Okay, good. All right. So, for those of you who brushed your teeth, how many of you used this kind of toothpaste? This is Colgate. Did anybody use this? Raise your hand if you... We've got one person that used Colgate. Oh, we got more kids. Great. Okay, go sit down. All right, and did you know that the company that makes this toothpaste was actually named after a man by the name of William Colgate? And William, and that's who our story is going to be about today. So William was born a long time ago in a small town in England. But by the time he was 15 years old, his family had to leave their home. And they boarded a ship that was sailing to America. Well, they settled in Maryland, and life was really hard for the Colgate family. And they were so poor that William's father could not support him anymore. And so one day, William packed up his few belongings in a bundle, and he headed for New York. And as he went on his journey, he remembered what his mother and what a boat captain he met had told him. And they told him, they said, earn your way or make a living by working hard and being honest. And the boat captain also told him, he said, give your heart to God and give God all that belongs to him. And so that day, William made a vow that he was going to put God first in his life and that he was going to give God a tenth of all the money that he made. And eventually, William started a business making and selling soap and candles. And you know what? He was always honest. He followed the advice of his mother and the boat captain. He never cheated anyone. And he was a man of integrity. And integrity is doing what is right even when no one is watching. And so William, he was also very generous. He gave lots of money to people who needed help. And it seemed like the more that he gave, the more money he made. And he became very, very successful. And so now, over 200 years later, William's company is still around. And you can go to the store and you can still see Colgate products like this. And I actually have some. I have some Colgate kids' toothpaste and toothbrushes to give to you guys today. And when you brush your teeth, and I hope you do, I want you to remember William and his honesty, his faithfulness to God, and how good he was to people. And I just hope that each one of you will also make that decision to be faithful to God and to do what is right, even if no one is watching. So before you pick up the offering plates, I just want to have a prayer with you. So will you please bow your heads? Father in heaven, I just want to thank you, Lord, for each child that is here today. And they are so precious to you, Lord. I know that you love them, you care about them. And Father, I just pray that each one will determine in their heart to always follow you, to be faithful to you, to do good to others, and to be a blessing to everyone around them. And we thank you, Lord, for this Sabbath that we could come and worship you. And I pray that you will be with each one that's here today. We ask these things in Jesus' name.